Hi, I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker serving all of California with NTAR Real Estate and Financial Tech. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about this topic, seller mistakes, and here's one seller mistake that is easy to avoid. That is the iBuyer, quick cash, the hasty home buyer who wants to give you quick money, but a lot less money while promising to give you more. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We'll gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or private previews available upon request. Yes, we call them iBuyers, but you might see them on TV or the internet or somewhere. They just want to give you quick cash for your property to buy it as is, because they know all they got to do is some quick and simple fix-ups, some paint, some spackle, maybe replace a light bulb, and make a quick $75,000, or maybe not even fix anything. So that's what the story is. We mentioned it before, and today we have some details. And it's all on the LA Loft blog today, www.laloftblog.com. A 1,200 square foot Alta Loft. And I had given the prospective home seller a net sheet. Now, our net sheets are not designed to be used as a comparison to an iBuyer, a quick cash wholesale buyer, because it's a totally different process, a whole different thing. Ours is to deliver the most money, fastest, with least hassle, whereas the iBuyer, their job is to offer quick cash, offer more money and less hassle, but they don't have any obligation to deliver on it because they do not represent the seller. They represent the buyer, and they kind of pretend to represent the seller. They kind of act like they are the seller's agent, and they do a good job of it sometimes. So the buyer kind of feels like they're dealing with their own real estate agent, but it's entirely the opposite. They are up against someone who is a salesperson who is against them. Their interests are to get the buyer less money. And they can promise more money and deliver less with no problem. It's perfectly legal in California for the iBuyers to promise you more money and give you less money. It's legal. So what do? That's what they do. They promise you more money, they give you less, a lot less. In this case, $75,000 less, because they paid $475,000 to the seller and they immediately sold it the right way themselves by fully marketing it in just about a week, maybe 4 days. And sold it for the correct amount, $549,000, and made $75,000 profit. So now, even after all their expenses of doing all that, they still made about $40,000 of profit. So, is it worth spending the extra 4 days yourself to go ahead and fully market the property the correct way, like 80% of sellers do, make sure you get the most money for it? Yeah, because most people realize that the way that you're going to get the most money is by selling it to someone who loves the property and who wants to live in the property. Those are the people who pay the most money for it. But while you're marketing it to those people who love the property, want to pay the most money and move into it right away, the quick cash buyers, they're also going to see it, And they also are going to put an offer in on it. If you want to sell it quickly, you just put in a nice low asking price. That's the seller's trick, to make sure you reach the top dollar sellers and the wholesale quick cash buyers by putting in the lower price than what it's worth. Why? Because you're going to get above asking price offers from the top dollar people who love it, and then you're still going to get the low ball quick cash offers from the investors. You're going to get both. That's why you fully market the property. Go ahead and fix up things yourself if you feel like it. If you don't feel like it, then don't. If you have other things you'd rather be doing, you can still sell your property and get top dollar for the condition that it's in when you fully market the property, and you can still sell it within a few days. So that is what we're talking about here. That is what gets you the most money, really, truly, the fastest, and with the least hassle. Take a look at the details on the LA Loft blog, www.laloftblog.com. And don't use a net sheet and try to compare that to what fast-talking iBuyer, flipper, investor, wholesaler is going to tell you. Because the people who give you the net sheet, mainly me, are going to overpromise, are going to underpromise and overdeliver. The quick cash, because they represent you and are legally required, actually your agent working on your behalf. The iBuyer is not your agent. They're not working on your behalf, but they may act just as nice or even nicer than an agent's. So I tend to be kind of a results-oriented agent. I'm not a super extroverted person who's obsessed with making people feel giddy. I don't have the makeup to behave that way. So I'm focused on getting the seller the most money. And to exceed their expectations, to underpromise and overdeliver. So the purpose of a net sheet is not to compare to an iBuyer, which is totally a different process. It's apples and oranges. You cannot compare an iBuyer, because they do the opposite. They're going to tell you, we'll give you $500,000, we'll give you $600,000, but we just need to do, an inspection, and then we will fix anything that needs to be fixed. We won't need to worry about it. The inspection is just so that we'll know what needs to be fixed, and we might have a little, deduction. It's usually not much at all. And then they present that, and, it was only... They don't all do that. I mean, some of them will really buy it as is without digging you for anything. That's true. But then they get that extra $75,000, so it's very easy for them to, even without fixing it up. So very easy to make that money. So take a look at the details, www.laloftblog.com. As I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available on any loft, condo, or house, or private preview is available upon request. If you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. And yes, I usually under promise and over deliver. So most of the time, you're going to get more money in your pocket than we promise, because we represent you. We don't represent the buyer usually. We represent you, the home seller. All right, I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles with NTAR, Real Estate and Financial Tech. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.